You don't have to do anything. I can dictate them. I would love to do it. Just let me know.
Patient's name, A-T-H-E-E-N-A. Last name, G-E-N-T-R-Y. Date of birth, 6/29/2017. Date of service, 11/14/2022. History of present illness, this 5-year-old female presents to the clinic. Mom states that she does have a rash that's very uncomfortable on her groin that extends back from her vaginal area all the way to her rectum. States that it's uncomfortable to pee and she does have some burning. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current med denies. Medical history, premature at 35 weeks. Surgical history denies. Social history denies. Exposure to secondhand smoke. ROS, CHPI, vital signs, heart rate 101, respiration 16, temp 99.10298. She weighs 32 pounds. Physical exam, general shoes alert, appropriate for age, well nursed, well groomed. HEE, NT, mucous membranes, moist, pupils, pleural, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, shift S1, S2, respiration, even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel signs, times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO, times 4, gait steady, skin is warm, it's dry. She does have some skin breakdown to her entire groin where the vaginal area is. It extends back to the rectum with some ear edema. Assessment and plan number 1, UTI number 2, fungal rash, diaper rash. Patient did have a urine done in the office. It's just positive for leukocytes, so I will treat her for a UTI, and then I'll give her some Nystatin cream for the diaper rash. If she has worsening of symptoms, mom will bring her back to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. She does agree with this plan of care. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.